When I recovered, I found myself surrounded by the people at the inn. Their faces expressed a breathless fear. I went back to the room where the body of Elizabeth lay. She had been moved and lay as if she were sleeping. A handkerchief was around her neck. I happened to look up and saw the monster at the open window. I rushed toward the window, took out the pistol, and fired, but he escaped. The people in the inn rushed to the room. I pointed out the spot where the monster had disappeared, and we followed him with boats, but in vain. William, Justine, Clerval, and my wife. At that moment, I became worried about my father and Ernest. I decided to return to Geneva with all possible speed. When I arrived in Geneva, my father and Ernest were alive, but the former fell ill when I told him what had happened the night before. He was unable to rise from his bed, and in a few days, he died in my arms. I swore revenge. I decided to leave Geneva. My wanderings began, which are to end only with life. I hardly know how I have lived. Only revenge kept me alive. I tried to get some clue to follow the steps of my enemy. One night, tired from walking around in the town, I found myself at the entrance of the cemetery where William, Elizabeth, and my father slept. I swore revenge. Let the monster feel the despair that now torments me.